Welcome to Real FM Rewind. Here's some highlights from the week.
Would you mark a date on your calendar 46 years from now? I don't even think they make calendars that go that far ahead, but 46 years ago, that happened to a group of ninth graders in their earth science class as a teacher was explaining eclipses and stuff, and he said, oh yeah, by the way, on April 8th, 2024, a really cool eclipse is gonna happen in our town, and we gotta see it together. And you can imagine all these ninth graders going, oh yeah, sure, right. Well, 46 years later, and that original ninth grade class, a little bit older, you could say, gathered with their old teacher to witness the eclipse together in their town, and other classes that the teacher had taught also came. So it was a big group of students that he had taught over the years. They all gathered together, and a really sweet thing that this teacher said was, as soon as they were walking up, he could see that ninth grader smile in their face, and oh, that's so precious, so cool.
So yesterday, Anson, you and I, along with like a whole lot of people,
yeah,
took a little pilgrimage.
So many people.
To go watch this thing happen in the sky. Mm. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, right? We all just like paused our lives and we're like, we're going to drive or, you know, fly or go really far away. Some people did, to see this thing happen in the sky.
Yeah.
And after watching people's reactions to this on the news, on social media, all over, the word that really keeps coming to mind is awe. And that's what psychologists say people experience while watching the solar eclipse is awe. According to psychologists, an experience of awe is actually good for your mind and heart. It gives us an accurate feedback about our smallness, setting us in a proper relationship with nature and the wider cosmos. Mm. It's humbling in the best sense of the word. And according to Brian Jay on Ember.com, it sounds a lot like what King David outlined 3 millennia ago when he penned this poem. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Now, Brian points out, feeling small is often confused with feeling insignificant or unloved, but they're really not the same thing.
Yeah.
Think about small things like babies or puppies or grandchildren.
Mm.
Those are very much objects of significance and love.
So much value that they have.
So much, so much value. And this is really important to remember when we're considering the grand scheme of the universe, our smallness. And yet, the power that organized the universe in the beginning has no qualms setting it up for our and his pleasure.
I don't think all food apps are made equal. I think some food apps are way better at their job than others, you know, making it very convenient, making it easy, giving me the best rewards, because when you have all those pieces put together, I'm more likely to buy that food, even though I know it's not good for me. Zoe here with you on Real FM, and I mention this because I had a negative experience with a food app recently. I won't name names. I won't get myself in trouble by saying which restaurant franchise I was trying to order food from on their app. It was crashing all the time. It was so obnoxious, and I do not like their app. And so it's, you know, I end up ordering from the place that is extremely unhealthy. And it's just kind of funny how they've hacked our brains this way. They know the way to our stomach is through our phone.
Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about this word awe, this sense of amazement, this idea of like, wow, in the grand scheme of the universe, I am kind of small, but that doesn't mean I'm not valuable.
Right.
And I just can't help but see this awe in every single piece of coverage that I saw about the eclipse, even on the news yesterday. I mean, people became overwhelmed with emotion watching this event.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really interesting. And to me, it says that we are hungry for awe. That's really interesting, I think. I actually have a prayer posted on my wall that made me think about this. And I thought this would be a good thing to keep in front of us moving forward as we are hungry for awe going back into our normal life after this special event.
Yeah.
It's from Stephanie Duncan Smith. She says, God of Epiphany, God of the plot twist, God of the wasn't expecting that. Enliven us today to the sacrament of surprise. stir our senses toward the unusual, the upside down, lead us in the primal power of wow, especially when it has been so long since we felt awe. May we truly know what it is to be gobsmacked, and may the joy of surprise prompt our souls to expand. Amen.
I am very, very proud of myself, and I must share it with you, because this accomplishment is worthy of the fireworks, the confetti, the balloons, the cheering, the clapping, all of it. This moment was big for me. It is a big step and a giant leap for mankind. This was adulting at its finest, if I do say so myself. As a 25-year-old woman, I was able to get taxes done. Yes, please cheer, please applaud, please do all the things, because this was a big deal for me. All years prior to this, ever since I started having to do taxes, I did it with my mom. My mom helping me with TurboTax every step of the way. And last year was the first year that me and my husband were, you know, filing jointly and having to do it together. And by together, I mean I did it all by myself. But I had all kinds of trouble, and I had my mom and my aunt helping me through the process. It was a whole mess. So I was scared. I was scared going into this year. And it's not a good idea to wait like a few days before they're due. So PSA, don't do that. But praise the Lord, after 2 days, yes, it did take me 2 days, I did submit my taxes. So yay, adulting win.
As you mentioned, Kara, yesterday was a big day in our area with the solar eclipse going on.
Yes.
You and I both took treks to see the totality.
We did.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
There's this thing I noticed, though, during the eclipse, and I've noticed this at other moments as well.
Uh-huh.
Mostly during like concerts, this seems to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe if you see a fireworks show, we human beings have this desire when we see something really cool to reach for our cell phones,
yep,
and pull them out and start snapping all the pictures of the thing.
Yes.
Which is not like a bad desire, and you can understand why we have it.
Right.
But like, that's really cool. I want to record that so I can relive this really awesome moment.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Right.
The thing is, certain things are really difficult to photograph.
Yep.
And as a lot of us learned yesterday, the eclipse is one of those things.
It really is.
I don't know if you tried to take a picture.
Oh, totally.
But it's kind of challenging to,
yeah,
actually get a good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just a little.
I actually saw a comment today. It was talking about the different types of eclipse photos.
Yeah.
Like, there's the standard kind of like good one that you see maybe,
yeah,
on the internet.
On the news.
There's,
yeah,
the focus issues shot.
Yeah.
Which most of us have probably with the cell phone.
Very
where
true.
It just kind of looks like a blurry sun up there. There's the reaction shot. Maybe you were taking pictures,
oh,
of other people looking up at the,
oh,
sky.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
There's the very frustratedly looking up the next eclipse date because there were clouds in the way shot.
Oh, yes.
Which luckily I don't think too many of us in our area had that problem.
Thankfully, no.
And then there's the very like fancy lens shot.
Oh.
From the people that actually,
yes,
have all the equipment.
So fancy.
To take a really good picture.
Yeah.
I just think for most of us who don't have that, let's just say for eclipses, fireworks shows,
yeah,
and concerts, maybe we should just enjoy the experience.
Yes.
And leave the photography to the professionals.
100%.
It isn't a competition, but out of curiosity, do you think that you've won the procrastination prize, or do you think I take it on this one? Zoe here with you on Real FM, and I don't think I used to be this bad at procrastinating. I think college did this to me, but that's beside the point. I have been a terrible procrastinator when it comes to certain things, and this one's pretty bad. I have an amazing professor that I knew while I was in college. She was just phenomenal, super selfless, super awesome teacher. And so, of course, I wanted to get her something for Christmas because I was thinking of her. And so I got her a couple nice things, very teachery kind of stuff, and I put them in a bag. But there was a problem with the gifts that I'd got. They required a little bit of assembly on my part. One of them was a picture frame that says something like, best teacher ever. And so it needed a picture put in there. So the task that I needed to do before presenting this gift to my amazing professor is, you know, get a picture and put the picture into the picture frame and then wrap it all up. You know, that's very simple, right? So that was December. We're in April now, and I still haven't given her Christmas present. So I'm terrible, terrible procrastinator. I did manage to get the photo into the picture frame, so it's ready. Now I'm just working on scheduling a time to meet up with her. So hopefully soon, I can give her her Christmas present.
So we're all getting back to normal life today after yesterday and the big adventure of the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. Whether you took a little trip like Anson and I to Totality, or you just were able to step outside, maybe in the middle of your workday, and see the partial eclipse, it kind of feels like today, okay, yeah, we're getting back to normal. And I'm wondering, I have a question. How long do we think we can milk this whole eclipse effect thing?
Oh, yeah?
Because I feel like kind of like daylight saving time, like it's such a big deal that maybe, like, I don't know, I was feeling a little extra sleepy this morning.
Okay.
And I mentioned it to
I
my
see
husband,
where you're going here,
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I just feel really tired.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep that great.
Just
he was like,
extra recovery
yeah,
time.
Right. He was like, it was probably the eclipse.
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
totally.
Oh yeah, I bet you're right. So I'm like, does this work for other things?
Yeah.
Like forgetting to turn in that assignment or that work task? Like, you know,
right.
It was
just
probably
a little off my game.
I'm just a little
of that eclipse,
the eclipse yeah. Man. It's just throwing me off.
Would you want to run the equivalent of 385 marathons in 352 days? That sounds like some people's worst nightmare, but it is a record that has been made by Russ Cook. He has run the entire length of Africa. This story is just incredible. It's definitely worth looking into if you can, but Russ, his journey spanned 16 countries, going all the way around the circumference of Africa, a distance equivalent, like I said, to 385 marathons. He started in April 22 of 2023, okay? And he just crossed the finish line in Tunisia on April 7th this year. So only a couple days ago, he was able to make his victorious crossing over the finish line, and there were some days where he couldn't eat, he couldn't even sleep because of how exhausted, the despair, the anxiety. He got kidnapped at one point. Africa is not exactly the safest place for more than one reason. So there was a lot going on, but he did this for charity. He raised over 700,000 pounds for charity. And just this guy's incredible, man. What a brave and daring record to break.
This afternoon, Kara and I have been reliving the events of yesterday.
Yeah.
We were all very distracted yesterday afternoon by the eclipse.
It's true.
Some of us traveling several hours to get into the path of totality.
Yeah.
Maybe you just walked outside during a break in the action at work to be able to try to look up at the eclipse yourself. If you missed the whole thing yesterday, I have some good news and some bad news.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start with the bad news first.
Yeah.
Okay. The bad news is the next solar eclipse isn't happening across Arkansas for like another 20 years.
Oh.
So it's going to be a little bit.
Bummer.
Now, the next one in the U.S. is going like right over our area, which is cool.
That's cool.
But we've got a little ways to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. The good news is I saw some very enterprising people online doing reenactments of the eclipse.
Oh.
So if you want, you could give this a try at home instead.
Okay.
What you do is you just have, you know, like your 10-year-old, whatever, give them a really big pot or skillet.
Okay.
You're going to have them hold it up over their heads and then slowly move into your field of vision and obscure the sun with that puppy. Okay.
Okay. That's
and it's
awesome.
It's not going to look quite as cool as the actual eclipse did.
I mean, yeah.
But you're going to get the basic idea. You know?
Same idea.
Blocks out the sun.
That's
awesome. A little bit of darkness.
I love it.
Yeah. just an option.
It's very creative.
If you don't want to wait another 20 years.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.